Welcome to a deep dive. Today we're plunging into a fascinating and, I guess, sometimes confronting corner of the internet. And this is all based entirely on a stack of message board posts you've shared with us.
That's right. Our source material today, it comes from a board people often call TTG. You find it on sites like SturdyChan and NChan. It's really a look at a very specific digital space.
And our mission here, just digging into only the text you've given us, is to unpack what this community actually talks about. You know, how they interact and what unique insights these raw posts offer into this particular online culture.
Yeah, it's like shining a light on one specific online ecosystem.
Okay, so let's start by looking at the community itself, just based on these posts. How does it work?
Well, it functions like a classic image board. Users post, they reply. And a lot of the interaction seems to revolve around sharing media, images, sure, but also videos they often label as talks.
TikToks, like short-form videos.
Yeah.
TikTok style.
Seems that way, yeah. That's the implication. And what's immediately interesting are the rules they mention, like right there in the post.
Oh, yeah, I saw those. They state pretty clearly.
Right.
No looting minors.
Right. And no personal contact with any talkers.
Uh-huh. No replying to shadow ban posts. And also no using private messengers, though they use a pretty derogatory term for that.
Exactly. So, you know, on the surface, there are some clear lines supposedly drawn.
But alongside those stated rules, the sources, they reveal a striking amount of self-awareness, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Some posts actually acknowledge its size. They call it a niche image board with 20 people on at a time.
Wow, okay, small.
Yeah, and others are quite self-deprecating about being part of it. You see phrases like, implying everyone here isn't lame.
Right, or when talking about certain behaviors, saying, we all do this.
Exactly. And there's even one user who feels a need to say, I'm not mentally ill, right after being told they're, well, part of TDG.
So it suggests this kind of complex mix. Maybe dismissal, maybe reluctant acknowledgement of where they hang out online.
Definitely. It also seems like they try to police each other, or at least, you know, loudly call for the mods.
Yeah, we see users posting things like, email the mods, it's urgent.
And even demands like, mods, and paying you for this.
Right. And do the mods respond based on the text?
They do, yeah.
And sometimes with a pretty blunt tone. Posts like, stop crying about image esquizo pop up.
Image esquizo? What's that about?
It seems to suggest there's drama around a specific banned user, they call that. But the text doesn't fully explain who or what that means. But the mods do clarify what isn't against the rules. Like one post says, talking about drama isn't against the rules.
Okay, so that back and forth gives you a sense of the internal boundaries and, well, the conflicts.
Exactly. Now, what I found kind of surprising digging into these posts was this layer of technical discussion happening alongside all the social stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, users are talking about specific TikTok downloaders. They name apps like snaptik.app and tickdownloader.io.
Huh. So they're focused on getting the content.
Very much so. They also get into the weeds on video formats. You see mentions of HEVC, H.264, SD, H.264.
Those are video compression terms, right? Quality settings.
Precisely. It shows they're focused on the technical details of grabbing and sharing these videos. One post even mentions scraping audio IDs from TikToks. That's pretty detailed engagement with the platform's mechanics.
And there were even comments about the sites themselves, SturdyChan and NChan, struggling.
Yeah, phrases like sicko DDoSing the site, that usually means a denial of service attack.
Right.
And Donnie, stop hacking SturdyChan, or it's just the resigned comment, Sturdy is struggle.
So the users are keenly aware of, and sometimes directly affected by, the technical stability of these platforms.
It seems so. Now, moving from the sort of community structure and the tech stuff, the absolute core of the discussion, based on these sources anyway, appears to be a specific group of online personalities.
Right. These tokfus, as they're often called, and frequently cosplayers.
Yes, very often. The sources mention a really wide range of names and the characters they cosplay. You've got Toga from My Hero Academia, Layla from Genshin Impact, Sayori, Zero Two, Rika.
Uh-huh. Choso, Suyuasui, Ramen Ram from ReZero, Tatsumaki, Nika Yazawa.
Fischl, Fuamoko from Hololive, Rika Farood, Link, Monica, Sally, Lily Barriere, Gwenpool, Supersonico, Gloomy Bear.
Wow. Okay. That's quite the list. They're really tracking a lot of people.
And the discussion about these individuals is incredibly intense, detailed. It just consumes a huge portion of the text. And one theme that emerges right away, really pervasive, is the extreme focus on their physical appearance.
Yeah, it's striking how much conversation revolves around just physical traits. The posts have frequent and often very explicit and crude comments about body parts.
Mm-hmm. We see phrases like, sweaty PJ would smell good, okay. Her little chip nips, tits get so huge, ass is very oddly shaped, long butt.
Right, and big bun to big boobs, pits, stubble, resi tits, even where'd her boob go?
And beyond just specific features, they discuss age, they talk about weight, still fat, she will be skinny again.
And just general attractiveness, right? Using everything from cute and hot to, well, much harsher stuff.
Exactly. Things like ugly rat-faced bitch and very mid. The phrase, this mogs the talk foo, also shows up.
Mogs? What does that imply?
It suggests constant comparison, with mogs, meaning one person is considered superior physically to another. It's comparison culture cranked up.
And the language can get quite graphic overall, personally graphic.
Extremely. Users reference personal acts, use highly offensive labels like slut, or describe things in really crude terms like stinker and it's real loose and gloopy. There's even a post reacting strongly with bitch wrote BBC, wit hat fingers, EWWW. And again, it's important for you listening to understand, we're reporting the language found in the sources, we're not endorsing it, but it paints a very clear picture of the tone on this board.
Definitely. And beyond the physical, the discussions also get into the personality's online presence, how they make money, right?
Yeah, users mention them posting on TikTok like, Layla posted my clip on her stories. And running paid accounts, OnlyFans, Patreon get mentioned.
And they don't just mention them, they critique them pretty heavily.
Oh yeah, quite actively. Posts call out Emery trash Patreon photos. Or they complain about pricing, like $70 for the same tier she's sold for years is criminal.
$70? Wow.
Apparently. They also judge the type of content offered, sometimes using their own jargon, like bag content.
BG, boy, girl.
Presumably, yeah. Or comments like bit prudish immo, likely referring to how explicit or not explicit enough the content is for their taste.
So the analysis isn't just about the content. Users are often speculating about the personality's behavior, too, trying to psychoanalyze them.
Constantly. Emery, for instance, gets discussed regarding perceived hypocrisy. They note a shift from her saying, I will not do any NSFW, to then posting something sexy.
I see. So calling out perceived inconsistency.
Exactly. And you see users making really strong claims about behavior. Sicko is accused of telling all these girls things, whatever that means.
Yeah.
And Ivy is labeled a serial homewrecker who apparently steals everyone's boof and starts shit with random people.
Pretty serious accusations flying around.
Very. And there's detailed speculation about another personality, Kay, described as very competent, very smart.
Okay.
But also possibly suffering from an internet attentionese addiction and maybe even suicidal depression and paranoia.
Wow, that's quite the armchair diagnosis.
It is. And terms like histrionic narcissist get applied to different individuals as well.
So this intense focus on behavior and perceived motives, it naturally leads to discussions about drama, rivalries between these personalities.
Absolutely. As documented by the users anyway. The sources mention specific conflicts, like Ivy apparently stealing Donnie's boyfriend.
Right.
Users constantly compare personalities. They debate if Lurk or someone could be a better sicko replacement. They contrast Kanthinky with Chip, saying it led to Kanthinky being fried her brain.
Fried her brain.
The post implies comparing herself to Chip negatively affected her mentally. It's their interpretation, of course. Or they argue about Bryn versus Fleur's singing ability.
So civic skill comparisons, too.
Mm-hmm. And the drama isn't just individual. There are theories about larger groups, factions, mentions of someone being part of the cabal. Comments like, all the latest visitors are anti-cabal.
A cabal. Sounds almost conspiratorial.
It does. And worries about the cabal trying to take us down. The recurring phrase, drama, again, really suggests this is just a constant feature of the board's discussion.
Okay, so stepping back from these big themes, the personalities, the drama, the tech talk, there are also these specific moments, individual posts scattered through the sources that really capture the unique, sometimes jarring atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. Like the user who posts asking for a literal dice roll to decide a life choice.
The dice roll, right.
Yeah.
Can someone do a dice roll on if I should talk to actual girls and quit TTG, please?
It's such a strange blend, seeking genuine advice, maybe, but using this very specific internet ritual.
Or that moment when a user posts cosplay and then clarifies, actually, you are mistaken. That is me.
Yeah. That certainly shifts the dynamic of anonymous critique, doesn't it? Suddenly the subject is right there.
Totally. And the emotional range expressed towards the personalities is just vast.
Yeah.
And often contradictory.
Right. Sometimes in the same thread, you see genuine admiration, love Summer Fitz 33, love Snoo, Love Hemi, S-O-V-L, Wes.
S-O-V-L. What's that mean?
It's usually internet slang for something having soul, being authentic or aesthetically pleasing in a deeper way.
Got it. So real appreciation, but then right alongside that.
Incredibly harsh, dehumanizing criticism. Fucking brat, ugly rat-faced bitch, do not reply to me with this pig.
Wow.
Mentally ill, total bitch, lazy bitch, very mid, disgusting. It's extreme whiplash.
And amidst all this focus on the Tokfas and their drama, you get these little glimpses into the user's own lives. Completely random, sometimes mundane, sometimes poignant stuff.
Exactly. Posts like, should I eat some sausages or nah.
Just out of nowhere.
Or, my dog just died. Which is incredibly sad, posted in the middle of all this.
Yeah, or can of monster for Bricky. Just daily life snippets.
TFW a game is cheaper on Switch than Steam Kill Me. Or the really quite bleak one, I don't drink, what's the point if I don't have any friends?
It's a real mix of the extreme online focus and these flashes of, well, real life peeking through.
And there are also moments of reflection, commentary on the community itself. Posts like, we are here to suffer, or who is winning? Us, the viewers. And TTG is one big cycle.
So a degree of self-awareness, even if it's cynical.
Seems like it. One post notes, normal people don't post talks, which implies they see the personalities they follow as distinct, maybe inherently different.
Interesting.
Another describes an experience as, very bad. I don't think I should say, but then immediately follows with, but it was the most fun I've had online in ages. That contradiction again.
And there was that one particularly impactful quote, highlighting the perceived power of this, well, small space.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy that a niche image board with 20 people on at a time was enough to bully K off the internet.
That's chilling, actually, if true.
It definitely suggests a potent dynamic, even within a small group. And as we noted earlier, the topic of that image schizo user comes up again.
The banned one.
Right. Banned, but still a subject of discussion, which the mods explicitly say is allowed. It shows how even banned users and their associated drama can remain central.
And we should also acknowledge, carefully, that the sources contained references to, well, potentially illegal or disturbing content.
Yes. It's important to note that mentions using terms like questionable age pussy and repianon were present in the material provided.
And just to be absolutely clear, we are reporting the content present in the sources you provided without any endorsement whatsoever.
Correct. But it's crucial to note that such references were found within this material being discussed. It's part of the picture painted by the sources.
Okay, so looking at all these pieces together, the rules, the tech talk, the intense focus on personalities, the crude comments, the drama, the random life bits, the self-reflection, what picture does it ultimately paint?
Well, I think it paints a vivid, complex and often pretty unsettling picture of a very specific online community. It's a space where anonymous users intensely discuss, critique, and, yeah, heavily sexualize online personalities. They blend detailed observation with extreme language and interpersonal drama, all kind of mediated by the specific tech platforms they use.
And again, just to reiterate, this deep dive is built solely on the source material you provided us. It's offering a direct window into this digital space seen through the, the unfiltered posts of its participants.
Right. So considering the depth of focus here, the sheer emotional investment ranging from that intense admiration to really vicious criticism, and just the raw nature of the language and topics discussed in these sources. What does this phenomenon tell us? What does it suggest about the boundaries, or maybe the lack of boundaries, between anonymous online audiences and the creators they follow?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It really is. It raises significant questions about parasocial relationships, definitely about online behavior and just the dynamics of these kinds of niche internet communities. Something to think about.